Welcome to The Practice, a 5-week series intended to help us rediscover the practices that help us grow. In this episode, we are exploring practices that help us live more intentionally with a specific focus on presence. We've all been there, across the dinner table from someone who can't seem to put their phone down long enough to make eye contact, or behind the car that fails to move when the light turns green because the driver is distracted by their screen. Or stuck in a waiting room next to the person mindlessly consuming cat videos on their tablet at full volume. We've probably even been that person at times, unable to tear ourselves away from our devices long enough to look up and be present in the moment. While technology can be an incredibly helpful tool that enables us to live more efficiently, it also has the potential to distract us from the people, experiences, places, and things that are really important to us. Take a moment to think about all the technology that you use and encounter every day, from the time your alarm goes off in the morning to the time you lay down again at night. Much of the technology that you consume is probably very useful, and you may take it for granted. Electricity, for example, or modern transportation. But what about technology that consumes us? The TV screens at the gas pump, the mindless scrolling through social media during your lunch break, the email notifications that keep you tethered to your phone long after the workday is done. How could we interrupt these moments of distraction to refocus our attention on what God has for us in the present moment? This is the invitation of practicing the presence, the invitation to experience each moment as a gift, the invitation to become aware of God with us each and every moment, even in the mundane and seemingly insignificant. Rather than reaching for a device to fill your empty time, try being present to what is happening within and around you in these moments. Practicing the presence doesn't have to be an elaborate exercise in silence and solitude. You can practice being present with God, yourself, and others, anywhere and in many ways. Try turning your phone off or hit the Do Not Disturb button when you're sharing a meal with someone. Rather than reaching for your phone while you're waiting in line, ask yourself what you're feeling in that moment and what God might be trying to reveal through those emotions. Try practicing the presence at work. You might pause before answering the phone to declare, "Lord, here I am. Help me listen." Or you could take a moment to silently remind yourself that God goes with you before entering into a meeting. Consider practicing the presence while getting your kids ready for bed, recognizing the way that you see God working through them. Today, we leave you with a blessing titled "For Presence" by John O'Donohue. Awaken to the mystery of being here, and enter the quiet immensity of your own presence. Have joy and peace in the temple of your senses. Receive encouragement when new frontiers beckon. Respond to the call of your gift and the courage to follow its path. Let the flame of anger free you of all falsity. May warmth of heart keep your presence aflame. May anxiety never linger about you. May your outer dignity mirror an inner dignity of soul. Take time to celebrate the quiet miracles that seek no attention. Be consoled in the secret symmetry of your soul. May you experience each day as a sacred gift woven around the heart of wonder. Thank you for joining us in practice today. We look forward to practicing with you in the next episode of The Practice.